Whether you believe that technology and AI will save us or eventually ruin our lives, have I got a book for you. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels about dystopias, both past and present, that might make you rethink buying that Apple Watch or sharing too much with Alexa. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Let's start with The Dream Hotel by Leila Lalami. Weekly Reader listeners will remember that we loved her preceding novel, The Other Americans, as well as her essay collection, Conditional Citizens. If the title of The Dream Hotel makes you think this one's going to be lighter and more escapist, well, you'd be wrong. But the good thing about Lalami is she can warn us and entertain us at the same time. Quote, he points the scanner at the back of her skull, and the scanner gives a beep, indicating that the neuroprosthetic on retainee M7493002, Sarah T. Hussein, hasn't been tampered with overnight. Huh, this is no hotel, that's for sure. As Lalami's sixth book opens, her protagonist is awakening in room 208 of a creepy place called Madison, a Los Angeles area elementary school converted for use as a retention center by the Risk Assessment Administration. In this version of the near future, the government now uses data analytics to identify potential criminals and retain them for observation. Sarah, who works as an archivist at the Getty Museum, was pulled aside by officers at LAX upon her return from a conference in London, and what followed did not go well. In an interview, Lalami has explained that the surveillance state she has imagined in the Dream Hotel has its roots in a Google notification she received one morning in 2013. If you leave right now, you will make it to Yoga Works at 7:28. Well, she had never told Google what day of the week, what time of day, or even that she went to yoga. After remarking to her husband that soon the only privacy we'll have will be in our dreams, the what if that generated this novel occurred to her. It's a fascinating one. Nothing like a good women in prison story to make the hours fly. Our next book is Antidote by Karen Russell. Strung on high-voltage wires between historical fact and magical fiction, this Midwestern epic is about a witch in the land of Uz. Uz, Nebraska, that is, a fictional town swept almost out of existence by the Black Sunday dust storm of April 14, 1935. This disastrous event comes on the heels of another kind of misfortune, a string of murders whose victims include the mother of Del Oletsky, star of the town's girls' basketball team. After being sent to live with her farmer uncle Harp, Del apprentices herself to a woman known as the Antidote, a prairie witch to whom people can confide their most troubling memories and be relieved of them. As a result of this, the Antidote knows what others in town do not. The evil sheriff has boosted his brand with the false claim that all the murders are the result of a single serial killer, and he's put an innocent man on death row for it. Teaming up with a female Black government photographer whose camera can see into past and future, these three, with the help of a scarecrow and a cat, change the fate of Uz. As the Kirkus reviewer put it, the Antidote is a singular haunting vision that fearlessly excavates the past and challenges the reader to face the future head on, a storytelling tour de force that lives up to the promise of its name.
The books are The Dream Hotel by Leila Lalami and The Antidote by Karen Russell. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.